This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have an extremely great show on today. We have the royalty of country music right here with us today. And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And when you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. Their company is different than any other you see in the local marketplace because they're owner-operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident, Murfreesboro's own Melissa Warren. That means they're hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. They provide their clients what they want most, and that is to remain in their own homes as independently as possible with their own familiar possessions, neighbors, and schedules. What they do can't be learned from a book. It comes from the heart. They truly do care. And if you need to get a hold of them, and I'm sure a lot of you are getting like the rest of us, we're having trouble keeping up with our responsibilities at home, give them a call, 713-4639. Pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com. And they're located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, and that's right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. We go through almost the whole history of the Grand Ole Opry and country music right here at WGNS this morning. We have Mr. Rocky Crook, who goes back all the way in the 30s. Is that right, Rocky?
Well, I started in 30 myself, but Mother and Dad, they started with the Crook Brothers in 1925 of October when National Barn Dance opened up.
Oh, my.
And then WSM Grand Ole Opry came 2 years later in 27. But I didn't appear until 1930.
Well, you've got some great stories we're going to get into. And a lot of them involve Hank Williams Sr. And we have Mr. John Holmes on today, who is one of the great country music writers of all times. Good to have you on today, John.
It's good to be here.
You gonna write a song for us while we're here today?
Well, he could. Just give him the subject.
I could, I guess, but I'll let that go. The river song that Rocky singing, I wrote it.
Right.
And I write the songs. I lost my voice and I can't hardly sing anything anymore. But I write the song and Rocky records them. So
I can't wait to listen to that. We're going to play it in just a minute. And we have Gary Judkins on, who was with the Four Guys. And you currently live in Smyrna. And I think your probably greatest fame right now is that you go to church with Dan Whittle. Is that correct?
Well, the greatest fame is I go to church.
Yes, that is. That is.
The preacher said, as long as Gary and I are in the church, Parkway Baptist Church, downtown Smyrna, as long as Gary and I are in the church, the preacher says he always has something to pray about. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, and it means like the rest of the community is safe during that hour, too, right? All right, Mr. Brian Barrett is going to play The River.
I climb love's mountain one step at a time, fell off few ledges that broke my mind, lost in love's crevices of the deepest kind. Now I'm standing on the summit, reaching for the sky. I cried a river when she said goodbye. No more tears forever, my eyes when she said goodbye. Lord, I love that woman. Would someone write a song? My life's been so empty since she's been gone. They say one can never live on love alone, but her love was the catalyst that kept me hanging on. I cried a river when she said goodbye. No more tears forever, my eyes are dry. I know it's not proper for a grown man to cry, she said goodbye. I cried a river when she said goodbye. No more tears forever, my eyes are dry. I know it's not proper for a grown man to cry, but I cried a river when she said goodbye. But I cried a river when she said goodbye.
Great song, great song, really was. John, you did a good job. You were saying a minute ago how you had the inspiration to write that song.
Well, it was a lot of things happening in my life at the time, and a friend of mine's wife had passed away, which I loved dearly, and I had a little poodle dog that I had to put to sleep, and it's just a lot of things going on, and I sit down and wrote that song.
Now, John, you guys recorded that song just recently, and Rocky, you did such a good job on that. And you were telling how you did that in your home?
In my living room, yeah. Yeah, it's just think what it sounded like in the studio. It might have been good.
But actually, it was very, very good. And I'm sitting here looking at you, 94 years old. You're telling me you're 94. You look more like you're 60.
What do you want me to pay you? Well, this is not a commercial.
payola doesn't work in here.
I appreciate you.
Now, tell me what all you guys, who all was playing in that song?
Well, I'm doing the background vocals and the singing. Pete Boynelli is on the guitar. The rest of that you hear is Michael Beheimer on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a clavinova. That has about 700 sounds in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such an excellent piano player. On every song that you play here today, you will not hear a live bass. You will not hear live drums. They're all from chips.
Mm.
And this is keyboard work that Michael does, plus the piano and the organ.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he has 5 Grammys, so I think he's knows what he's doing. He's on a lot of movie soundtracks. Michael lives in Brentwood. And really, this song was done in 3 places.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Mount Juliet, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
In Brentwood, where Michael lives,
mm-hmm.
and in California, where Vortec, my engineer, did the mixing.
Amazing.
And then we put it all together, and that's where it
Boy, music has changed since the 30s,
hasn't
it?
Oh, tremendously. I can remember, I've got a segment with Patsy Cline at RCA on 16th Street when they're still recording, yeah. You know, Elvis. And it's amazing the sound and what technology has done. I mean, they can even make me sound good, and you know they got to improve.
You sounded pretty good to me.
Yes.
Now, when you were traveling in the old days, I shouldn't say the old
days. Well, the old days.
The golden days.
Really, I pretty much cut. I had a group called the Star Makers. That was my band.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last recording I had was on Monument. You remember Monument?
Yes, I do.
Fred Foster.
Yeah.
There's a song called If I Had to Do All Over, I'd Do It Again. That was a big song for me back in, I think it was 1980 or 81.
Oh, really?
And then about 85, I didn't participate in music like I had earlier.
How come?
I got tired of it. I didn't get tired of the music. I got tired of the travel. In 1966, I lived in California for 20 years. I was on a town hall party out there, Johnny Bond and a bunch of those people. But I came back, I retired and came back here in 74.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I picked up the music again. But I was on 12 segments with Lawrence Welk in 1966. Lawrence and I became good friends, buddies, because I helped to develop and design his mobile home park in Escondido.
Oh, wow.
And while in California, I stayed with the music, with Town Hall Party and K-Fox Radio. They were kind enough to play stuff for me, Squeaking Deacon. I built a number of mobile home parks in California. Mm-hmm. I didn't physically build them. I mean, I put together the funds to build them and
right. Laid
them out and all that good kind of stuff. And that's what I basically did most of my life. And music's always been part of it. Still is.
Now, you've mentioned two guys that I remember well. Of course, Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Welk, one and a two, and then you get started.
A one and a two. Yeah, I've still got some of those cuts.
Yeah. What tell me about Hank and what kind of guy he was, and kind of go through some of the things, the false impressions that people have
well,
of him.
Well, you know, I watched the movies they made of him, and that wasn't the fellow that I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the museum not long ago, and the little old lady down there, she and her husband owns it, and she's trying to correct me, and I says, no, you're not correcting me. I said, mm-hmm. You wasn't even born when I played with him. I said, there were some more people with me there. I said, but Hank was a guy that really what he wanted to do was to entertain and sing. He liked it. He liked to write songs. And I admired him, truthfully, as a writer.
A great writer.
Because he wrote about life.
Mm-hmm.
And he could sell a song. Like Roy Acuff wasn't a great vocalist, but he could sell a song.
Right.
And that's what Hank did. He could sell a song because he had the spirit coming out when he was singing.
Mm-hmm.
I admired him for that. I played with him 7-8 months before I got, well, before they found out that they could operate the Air Force without me. So, you know, I got that.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I got that little. I was extremely patriotic.
Yes.
I was drafted. And I served my time, mm-hmm. and after the war was over, 7 months later, they decided they could operate without me, and they gave me a little slip, said I was separated and all that stuff. That made me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came back to Nashville and went to college at Vanderbilt. I fooled them, spent 3 days at Kirkland Hall taking tests, and I had them fooled. They accepted me as a student. But, you know, I've had really a good life. Now, with Hank, I've heard one thing I'd like to clear up is one song, I Saw the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
great song
knows that song.
Yes.
And we had played a schoolhouse in Besma, Alabama. Now, keep in mind, at this time, Hank was well-known regionally. He had two radio programs, 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so we were coming back in from playing the schoolhouse, not some beer joint now, the schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was there hanging out the windows. And Hank was straight as I am right now. And after the show, he broke the Benzedrine inhalers and chewed on it and then picked up the White Lightning and swallowed that. Mm. Well, see, a lot of times they portrayed him as a drunk. He was not a drunk. Hank was born with a spinal cord problem in his lower back, and he suffered all the time. Mm. I have a son, 52-year-old son, that's had constant pain most of his adult life, and he lives with it. But after the program, he and Lum, the bass player, would break those inhalers over and get the strip of out of there and chew it. Mm-hmm. And then they drank the White Lightning, and that would knock him out. He'd just go to sleep. So we were coming in, and the practical field was closed after the war. And that's about 12 miles toward Birmingham from Montgomery. And as we were driving in, that light kept hitting across his eyes, and it woke him up. Well, he wasn't a guitar player, so he picked up that old guitar, though, and started clanging on it. And it's just like right now, I can hear him in my ear, in my mind. I wandered aimless, life's filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. And so that's where the way the song was written. Mm-hmm. Now, this was 2 o'clock in the morning, so we go back and we sit down, we work out the arrangement on it, and I was either the WCOV or WSFA, their television station now, I think, but anyway, they got bags of mail in for that song. Mm-hmm. And that was the story on that. The only other song that I'm personally acquainted with, my first wife was a nursing director at Baptist Hospital. It was Baptist and not Mid-State in Nashville. Right. And she was working, and Hank had come in that day. He and Audrey always fought, you know. And every time he'd beat her up or she'd beat him up, they'd get back together. And here, you know, that time he won. He blocked her eye good and everything. She was in the hospital. And he had a temper. Oh, man, he had a temper. And so he stopped, and it was in the springtime, and he picked buttercups, and he had a little handful, and he walked up to a room. My first wife's name was Jane. She was walking down the hall, and he shoved the door open, and he looked at Audrey and had those buttercups. Hi, hon! And she turned her head. Oh, that made him mad. He threw those buttercups everywhere, and he stalled off walking down the hall, and he told past Jane, my wife, he said, that woman's got the coldest heart of any woman I ever met. That's the way Dr. Holmes writes like that, you know. But anyway, those are two things that are outstanding in my mind about Hank. Of course, I could go on for hours, but...
But he seemed like a man that was haunted almost. His songs were always that kind of like tear-jerking type.
Well, that was it. See, he worshipped Audrey.
Yeah.
Now, Audrey had already had a child, Lucretia. And when I was with him, Lucretia was about 4 or 5 years old. Mm-hmm. But Hank was a very lonely person. And Audrey was, well, Audrey, all I can say was Audrey. Mm-hmm. But without Audrey, I don't think you'd ever heard of Hank. Because Hank came to Nashville on the Hummingbird and tried to get on the Opry, and they just told him to go back and peddle his flowers in Montgomery. So he came back dejected, and Audrey came here and got with Fred Rose. And that's
big
time. That's another story, but anyway, yeah, that's what got him going.
Got a great show going. We want to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the guys.
The 2012 Main Street Friday Night Live Concert Series is here. This Friday night, hear the Gravel Road Gypsies on the historic Murfreesboro Square. Friday Night Live Concert is made possible thanks to the generosity of FNB Bank. Friday Night Live Concerts are another free event made possible by your nonprofit Main Street program.
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Jim Williams. A grim discovery Tuesday in Smyrna. Autopsies are going to be done today on the bodies of two children found in the driveway of a local house.
Officials who found the bodies yesterday say the children were trapped inside a parked car and suffered a heat stroke. 25-year-old Samantha Harper was arrested, and crews were called to condemn her home, which was found in deplorable condition.
TRN's Craig Stevens. After Tuesday's primary, congressional candidates for November are now set. Freshman Congresswoman Diane Black and Congressman Chuck Fleischman turned back vigorous attempts by Republican rivals to deny them a next term in Congress. They will both be heading for November. Also in the state legislature, Courtney Rogers beat Republican caucus chairwoman Deborah Maggart strongly with 58% of the vote. For the U.S. Senate, it was incumbent Bob Corker, the former mayor of Chattanooga, winning his Republican nomination for re-election. Tim Tischer, city attorney in Columbia, says ex-police chief Joseph Bishop is due about $18,000 in back pay there. Bishop wasn't paid at the proper rate to reflect his master's degree, Tischer says. Bishop's due that money or the city could face a civil lawsuit from him. And remember, the tax-free weekend kicks off today across the state. The holiday runs through Sunday with tax breaks for everyone on school and art supplies for kids, clothing up to $100, and computers worth as much as $1,500.
That's traffic and weather together. Now the headlines. Reports released today show that gas prices have again soared to new highs. Experts predict these high prices will continue to spark a growing trend in two-wheeled transportation. Mark Benfield has more.
Sales for motorcycles, mopeds, and gas-powered scooters here at Bob's Scooter Store have more than doubled in the past 5 months. This in response to fuel prices that have been described by some as just plain stupid. The increase in these smaller modes of transportation have also caused concern on the highways because they're harder to see than a full-size car or truck. The Motorcycle Awareness Foundation of Tennessee, or MAFT, has some suggestions to keep you and your loved ones safe. First, check your mirrors every 7 seconds. Second, look twice each way before making any turn. And third, check your blind spots before changing lanes or turning. Following these three simple steps could literally save a life. That's why they're calling it Look Twice, Save a Life. I'm Mark Benfield, Radio Network News.
For more information, visit MAFT's website at www.maft.us.
Nashville police are investigating the theft of thousands of dollars worth of tools and equipment from a worksite of Habitat for Humanity. Workers arrived at that location Wednesday to find their storage container had been broken into. The missing tools and equipment is estimated to be worth about $10,000. In sports, it's never too soon to be thinking about the ice. Tickets for the Predators next season go on sale tomorrow.
Single-game tickets for the Nashville Predators go on sale Saturday morning. The team will open their season on the road October 12th in Detroit. Their first home game is October 13th. Also Saturday, the Predators will hold an open house and open skate.
That's Andrew Warren, Jim Williams, TRN News.
WeatherEye.
A check of the forecast now, 78 degrees, cloudy skies, some rain on the way. Let's get the forecast from staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Today, Brian, we'll see showers and storms likely with mostly cloudy sky conditions and a high getting in the upper 80s. And we'll see winds out of the south around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Later on this evening, we'll still have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies with a low near 74 degrees and south winds around 5 miles per hour. For Saturday, we'll have a chance for some scattered showers and storms again. Mostly cloudy skies with a high near 90 degrees, with south winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, a chance for showers and storms and a low near 74.
Thank you so much. Right now, again, 78 degrees, cloudy skies. And congratulations to our birthday cake winner today from Junior's Foodland, winning that birthday cake, Wayne Blackman. And our good neighbor of the day, Rod and Dawn Key. Congratulations to them. They received flowers from Ryan's Flower Shop. Back in just a moment to the conversation on The Truman Show with Rocky Crook, John Holmes, Gary Judkins, and that newspaper guy. What's his name? Whittle. That's it. Dan Whittle. We'll be back.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You know, you can fake just about anything except car insurance. If you need affordable state minimum coverage, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for the real thing. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
What makes Murfreesboro Automotive different from all the others?
We try to go through every avenue to save people money.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
They just might need some windshield wipers put on. We'll do that. If the vehicle needs another engine, we try to save money by going to some of these pre-owned lots and buy an engine or a transmission and install it.
Discover the difference at Murfreesboro Automotive. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're on Ridgely Road.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS, AM and FM.
Baby, I'm tied to your string. Yes, darling, I'm tied to your string. Wherever you go, I'll be there, I know. Baby, I'm tied to your string. Today in the park I saw a lady. She had the cutest little dog I've ever seen. They were walking in stride, hid by her side, 'cause it was tied to her string. Today there are lovers who will not let the other do their thing. I say to myself, I'm glad someone else is tied to that string. Maybe I'm tied to your string. Darling, I'm tied to your string. Wherever you go, I'll be there, I know. Maybe I'm tied to. I once knew a man that had a puppet. Why, he could make it do most anything. He could make it talk, he could make it walk, 'cause it was tied to his string. Sweetheart, be good and go to heaven, for I will never get my wings. But honey, if you go, I'll be there, I know. Baby, I'm tied to your string. Yes, darling, I'm tied to your string. Wherever you go, I'll be there, I know. Baby, I'm tied to your string. Wherever you go, I'll be there, I know. 'Cause, baby, I'm tied to your string.
And welcome back with us. It's amazing that all that noise going on while the song was being sung. John, another one of John Holmes' songs, and of course the beautiful voice of Rocky Crook. And You know, I really need to go ahead and mention one of our sponsors, I guess, and that's Gordon Ralston. And everybody here in Rutherford County knows Al Gordon and Larry Ralston. And Al is a master craftsman photographer, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman, both hometown guys, are the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, operating a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. They specialize in weddings, high school seniors, and family portraits. Their work is classic, yet current with a creative edge. Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston, they look forward to meeting you, and we'll treat you like family. You know, Gary, I've gotten so tied in over here with Rocky and John, I haven't had you on the air yet, which I have to apologize for that, because you are also one of the big-time entertainers. You were with the four guys.
Yeah.
With one of my old buddies, John Frost.
John, yep.
And you guys really were a great unit. When you were going strong, there was nobody. In fact, I've had some of the great entertainers tell me that they did not want you guys to warm up for them because it put too much pressure on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did a whole gamut of songs and all kinds of things from... We did Hank Williams. We did one song that was just a bunch of Hank Williams songs. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of barbershop when they first got together back years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we had a rendition of the National Anthem, and it was a barbershop version. And we all did barbershop songs in the show somewhere. And that was just the best thing to me, you know, because you're... It's just a cappella. There's no music, and it's just a blending of the voices. And but I have to say, I'm really enjoying this because, you know, you got a lot of history sitting right here.
Right. Unbelievable.
And you know, people today miss this, I think, because, you know, they're listening. You know, it's nothing against the country music of today, but, man, this is it. This is country music sitting right here. I mean, it's just...
This is the golden year.
This is it.
They dug the trenches, and that's what started it all.
And I think some of the people really need to maybe put that new stuff aside and go back and listen to this, because it's like the heart and soul, because these songs truly come from the heart, as he was mentioning earlier, the experiences in his life and the way he wrote these songs. So I didn't want to get off the subject, but... It's really a pleasure to be here with these people.
Now,
it really is.
You still do some singing. And you sing over at your church, right?
Yeah, in Parkway Smyrna. Baptist, uh-huh.
And Dan was saying off the air when we were talking about something logical that you guys had a big baptism, and it was a river baptism.
Yes, we did. We went down to Stones River here a couple of weeks ago. There were some people that wanted to be baptized in the river. So we went down there, and we had a lot of people show up. It was really, really moving. It really was. It was interesting to see that. That's my first one to be, too, like that.
You didn't happen to have about three guys that were trying to get away from something, and one of them run out in the river and was baptized there. You didn't have one of those, did you?
No. We had
all right. Now, what was the song you sang?
We got a few of the choir members together, and we just sang "Down to the River and Pray," the Alison Krauss song from "Oh Brother, We're Out There." So it was a great moving song, and so a bunch of us got together and we decided to sing that song, and it was moving.
Wasn't that song actually sung by one of the groups from Middle Tennessee, one of the church groups? It was my understanding that, you know, when they were marching down, "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" and they were marching down to the river.
I didn't hear that one.
I think they were.
Really?
Yeah. Now, how does that go? How does that song go, guys? Go ahead and all right, it's got.
I don't know all the words, but
come on.
I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the golden crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
I love that song.
Go down, let's go down. Don't you want to go
come
down?
Come on, John.
Come on, sister, Rocky. Let's go down, down to the river to pray. I'm no Alison Krauss, but...
Oh, I tell you what, she is really a great entertainer.
Yes, she is.
Really is.
And she plays very well and sings very well, but it was a very moving experience.
Do you miss the entertainment part? When you,
yeah, I do.
Sure he does.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of in your blood, yeah. You do miss it. You miss being able to look out and see the people that's enjoying it, you know.
You can't
everything.
Retire from audience applause. That's
no.
what it amounts to.
No, it you do miss it. Now, like he said earlier, you know, he kind of got away from because of the road thing. Mm-hmm. The road thing does kind of get to you after a while, but you know, you've got to go out and see the fans, because the fans is what it's all about. They're the ones that's buying the records and the CDs, and they're enjoying your music, mm-hmm. and they're letting you know they're enjoying your music, and that's just the payback of the enjoyment of just seeing the pleasure in their faces and the applause.
Now, when Rocky, when you were on the road, it was a lot different back then. You didn't have all the luxuries and the conveniences and all the things that go with it now.
No, you didn't have all that. You know, one of the first tour buses that I ever owned mm-hmm. was in Fort Worth, Texas. I was in the mobile home business. Mm-hmm. And I had a television show over the local TV station there. And I had purchased a bus at an auction that belonged to Gene Autry. And it was a 1933 white, and on the rear end of it, it had a little platform there, like the end of a train, mm-hmm. Pullman train. That was one of the first buses I ever owned.
Oh man,
and that was something else. But I sold that to the Shriners, and they was running up and down, and they're in Fort Worth, up and down Fort Worth Avenue, drunken Cootie Brown. And then they was having a time in that bus. But that was the first bus I ever owned.
Well, you said Gene Autry.
Gene Autry, the cowboy singer.
Jimmy C. Newman told me that he was his inspiration for getting into the music business. He said he loved the way Gene Autry performed.
Well, you know, John here has got a couple of songs that I should give to Jimmy. We've recorded them. I didn't. I think some of the girls did. But they're Cajun songs. Mm-hmm. They're really good.
I love Cajun songs.
There's a lot of stuff like that we'd like to do. I'm so happy to see Gary again after 35 years.
I'm happy to see you.
You know, you think back, you haven't seen someone for 40 years. Well, I look in the face in the mirror. This mm-hmm. morning I didn't crack it, so I haven't got any other. But you think people going to look the same 40, 50 years later, and they don't. Well, of course, look at you.
But after, look at me. Thank you, Rocky. But you know, the funny thing about it is, after you're around for a while and you start exchanging conversations and bringing back memories, you get young again.
Well, I never got old.
You really haven't.
No, I stay young. I try to. My body's gotten old. It still functions, but my eyesight's dim, you know. But outside of that, I don't think like old people like John here or somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Wake up, John.
Hey, John, I think you have the inspiration for another song coming up.
I'm thinking about it.
I think he's writing it now.
Latching on to every word.
We have a lot of fun. We enjoy it. I look back over my life because it's like a big conveyor belt, and I'm right here at the end. I could just roll off any time. But until that time happens, hopefully my physical parts will work, my mind won't leave me, and I can be happy. And when that time comes, I hope it's fast. You know, I see mm-hmm. these people that linger and suffer mm-hmm. and just die a slow death. I have no fear of death. I'm kind of like Einstein. It'll be a great mystery, you know, mm-hmm. begins.
Right.
So I don't really know for certain. I mean, you can say I believe, but when it gets right down to it, do you really mean it?
Mm-hmm.
So I have no fear of death. I accepted Christ when I was 21. I try to walk in his footsteps. I tear him all to pieces, though, all the time, because I chased women, and I don't know where he did or not, but I think he was a happy fella. And so by accepting Christ, I came in with a new spirit that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's never left. And I know that I've done a lot of things that in my lifetime, and there's a lot of things that I wouldn't change, and there's a few I would. I talked to my lifelong friend, well, lifelong, he just passed here, Eddie Orton, and we were friends since, 1942, I guess it was.
Was he a true gentleman that everybody always thought?
Eddie was a great guy. I'd rather have his word than any contract you could write up. He was an honest man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved about him. And then little Roy that played with him for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Roy and I, we recorded some stuff together. As a matter of fact, I believe I was the last one, Gary, to record in Johnny Cash's studio. I have guitar that Johnny gave me. And I think Joe Edwards was playing with us then. But anyway, we did a tribute album to Roy Acuff.
Uh-huh.
I got all Roy's songs on.
Oh, yeah.
Never did nothing with it. Gave Roy a copy of it. He appreciated it. But I've seen so many things in my life, and I'm just a happy person.
You've got something on your hand that's kind of, in the country music business, it's like the Super Bowl ring. You have a ring, probably, you've had it longer than anybody, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what happened with these rings, Hal Durham was general manager of the Opry there, thing, and a lot of it's politic, but I don't deserve the ring. I didn't play on the Opry from 25 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
That's when these were presented on stage. Garrett, was you with the guys in 75?
No, I did not get one of the rings.
No, but anyway, they were mainly the principals, like the leader of the band and stuff like that. Well, somehow or other, there was one extra ring. There was only 50 members the night they were presented.
Oh, wow.
And Hal thought I ought to have that ring. So that's how I come back. But I wasn't actually, I was on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Matthews Jr. took my place when I was drafted into service. And he became, you know, with Ray Walker, and he was with Wally Fowler all night, jamboree thing, or spiritual singing that to Ryman. In the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, as you know, they were solely Elvis's backup. Back then, if you had the Jordanaires as your backup singers, you were automatically successful because they were going to play it.
They were unbelievable.
Yeah,
that sound.
There was just an unreal sound. But we was back to what Gary was saying. Harmony, as a music teacher once told me, pathos. The melody, the tone quality in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the group that Gary was with was probably the tightest that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the type of singing they were doing in background, they were hard to beat. I never heard anyone any better. They did a good job.
You know, country music and Western music and gospel music all crossed over into each other. I think that's something that they kind of complemented each other. I mean, we're talking about the Jordanaires, and then you can go back to the Sons of the Pioneers, who had a great harmony.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I miss more than anything because you don't hear it anymore.
You don't. And that's what I was alluding to before with Mr. Crook. You know, that's... this is the basis, and I think we've gotten away from the basics, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, country music's really not country music anymore. I mean, I hate to step on a soapbox, but it just seems like they're getting away from the true thing, you know. The sound, it's more like they're getting into contemporary more than the heart and soul of country. Mm-hmm. So if you really want country, you go to the Opry, and you'll hear what it's all about. And it's...
Well, you know, they started, they're saying that Bill Monroe's the father of bluegrass. Well, in 1933, Alton and Raven Delmore, the brothers, became later known for Blues Stay Away From Me, which we have on one of those albums, mm-hmm. and I've re-recorded. But they were the ones that were instrumental. My main instrument's a harmonica, but they were the ones that made me want to learn to pick the guitar, not just mm-hmm. go clunk, clunk, clunk. Mm-hmm. They drove up to, we lived on Humphrey Street in South Nashville, mm-hmm. and Dad and I were sitting out there that morning about 10 o'clock, and these two fellas drove up in an old 26, 27 Chevrolet car, and got out and introduced themselves. And Dad called George Hay. They came in, he invited them in, they started picking. I thought at that time there was a heaven. I'd done died and gone there when I heard those boys pick. I tell you now, that was some picking. And I said then I was going to learn to pick the guitar. And so I play the guitar on that Blues Stay Away From Me and the harmonica. But thanks to Alton and Raven, wasn't for them, I probably never would have played the guitar. And Dad called George Hay, and he got in his old electric car and came out and listened to him. And that night they was on the opera. That's the way you used to get on the opera.
Oh, yes.
So that's the way that happened. Let me shut up and y'all.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. No, I could go on forever here, and we'll be right back with you.
This is Dr. Kelly Buckles with Laser Therapy and Chiropractic Center. With licensed massage therapists who have advanced training and experience with chiropractic patients, we achieve faster and longer lasting results. This is Dr. Kelly Buckles with Laser Therapy and Chiropractic Center. We had our first workshop Tuesday, July 31st and had a great attendance. Our takeaway was, we are not what we eat, we are what we absorb. Our next workshop will be August 30th. We'll be discussing pro-inflammatory versus anti-inflammatory dietary choices.
Call 217-8624 for more information today.
When you need to feed many in a hurry, get Pans to Go from Demas Restaurant.
At lunchtime, we see a lot of office get-togethers.
Peter Demas at Demas Restaurant.
They'll take advantage of it.
Pans to Go.
Recently, I was in Nashville and helped out with a Pans to Go as much as I could, and I had to hurry off to a meeting, and I got to the meeting and realized that when I walked out and saw what they were serving, it was the Pans to Go that I had prepared.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
We're here with Dr. Rishi Saxena, the only certified physician in heart CT in this area, talking about the 64 slice CT scan.
Other tests are invasive and they are not as accurate, particularly the treadmill stress test. Sometimes you may have a negative test, you may still have blockages.
Before heart catheterization or stress test, call 896-4800.
This is the earliest test where you could find information without taking too much risk.
Call 896-4800. It could be the 1 minute that saves your life.
Head to Haines Juvay Hardware for easy storage options. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haines Juvay Hardware. Right now, a 66-quart latch storage box is only $6.99. Choose from colorful tinted bases with matching solid color lids or a clear base with a white lid and green latches. Or pick up an 18-gallon storage tote for $5.99. This blue stacking design has a snap-tight lid and easy grip handles. Hurry in while supplies last at Haines Juvay Hardware. Start right, start here. Haines Juvay Hardware on Memorial behind Resane Drugstore.
Great time for fishing here in Middle Tennessee. This is Randy of Murfreesboro Outdoors inviting all of y'all to come by and pick up your supplies. We've got rods and reels and line, artificial baits.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Like you're going to Smyrna, we're half a mile from Thompson Lane on the right.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS AM and FM.
And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything, from the simple oil change to major auto repair. Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road. Now, the songs that we've been listening to, what is the name of that album, Rocky or John?
I haven't given it a name. I'm still working on it. That's just.
Oh, you haven't finished
no,
it yet?
No, see, that, we haven't finished the album. I have three more songs. The tracks are finished.
Mm-hmm.
My engineer will be in probably next week and uh-huh. we'll record those other three. It will eventually be a 12-song album. I'll have it finished sometime this year.
Well, now, have you not written all the songs yet, John?
No, I'm still trying to write some of them, but I've written six of them, pretty good songs that Rocky decided to record. But I need to get six more together, so...
It takes them some time, 15 minutes. He's getting slow.
Well, he... asked me on that one of them he's going to record. Which one was that, Rocky, that you need another verse to?
Autumn. Autumn Breeze.
Autumn Breeze, yeah. It's a song called Autumn Breeze. I kind of tied the season in with a lady, you know. And
it's about the girl that was on drugs. I was telling you, I caused a jail mm-hmm. for
and he said it needs another verse to it, so in about 15 minutes I called him back and said I got it. And of course he didn't believe me, but I went up there and he liked it. So
well, you could kind of give a sad title or something like Rocky Toppled or something like that.
Yeah, that, yes. That would work.
Stepped in the sinkhole.
Yeah
Well, I did. I took a little girlfriend I had. As a matter of fact, she's on the cover of one of those albums I gave you, Crystal. I took her and her little girl out to the zoo, the Nashville mm-hmm. Zoo. So I decided to put on a free exhibition out of there. There was a step down about 1 inch on the board walkway. Well, I stepped down and I went flat on my face. I literally fell for her right there. So crazy.
You guys really do lead interesting lives. I mean, you're interesting people. You're a lot of fun. You're extremely bright. I mean, that's the thing that reaches out to me. I mean, things don't really come very difficult for you guys when you put your mind to it, do they?
Now, John's very brilliant. He's...
Oh. No,
that's
I'm not.
No philosophical aphorism. That's truth.
Huh. But I do like to write. I can't sing anymore because I've lost my voice. But I do love to write. And
but now, For Your Love, Girl, when we get to it, we mm-hmm. want to dedicate that to a little lady that is very fond of me. She knows John. And her name's Annie. Well, I can go ahead and name about 12 more, but we'll stop with that one.
Well, what do we know about Annie?
Well, Annie's, we know quite a bit about her, but...
I bet we can put it on the air.
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
We can't do that. But the album, the one album that is dedicated to Crystal, and that was Love My Life till last week I met Miss Tennessee, now she is. And her name's Carol Jackson, and she lives in Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right.
So we got a hot love affair going over the telephone.
Sounds like a song.
She's pretty. There's a song.
There's a song.
She's pretty old. She's 56. But I'll tell you.
Oh, bless her heart.
I had her. I entertained on the General Jackson here a while back, and I had people coming up wanting her autograph because when they called me up on stage, I recognized her. Hell, they forgot about me. I don't blame them. She was pretty.
All right, guys, we're down to the last second. Everybody want to give a little closing thought to somebody? Go ahead, Gary.
I got to thank God, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have the talents that I have. Mm-hmm. And to sit here with these gentlemen right here.
It's a blessing,
you know,
to be with these guys.
John's got not to take anything away from singing and Rocky and all the performers, but, you know, it takes a special talent to write the song.
Oh, it does.
You don't have the song, you don't have nothing.
You got it.
And then you take the performer, and he just takes that song, and he molds it just like God molds us, and next thing you know, you got something perfect. So it takes a team to do it, and this is a great team sitting right here. And it's an honor to be on the show, and I really enjoyed being on the Opry too. It was really special. It was humbling experience, and to have Roy Acuff himself come out and stand by me and sing on his show every Friday night, that was moving within itself. Yeah. So I really appreciate being on the show today, and I thank y'all for asking me.
John, you got any closing remarks?
Thank you, Gary, for all the accolades. I really enjoyed being here, and like to come back sometime if you would have me.
Love to have you back. It's my honor.
So, Rocky, you got something to say?
Well, I say something. I always got something to say.
That you can say in the next 2 hours.
Yeah, sit down. If you got about 3 hours, I'll take it. But anyway, it's been nice. It's been fun today. And my band was called the Star Makers, and that's because I do appreciate. It's not my vocal capabilities, but it's the people, like Gary said, that backs you up, that lifts you up, that makes you. You listen to some of these singers. They can't sing. Take the band away from them, the backup singers. Take away the pitch mics. And they're awful. They can't even carry a tune. But people think they're good. So, you know, that's enough said. Can Gary help me sing a little song that would close off here?
Yeah.
You know this one.
Hey, Jimmy C. Newman, if you're listening, I think you probably are. You can sing along with him at home.
Hey, Jimmy, you join us, son.
What we sing?
I wandered aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a thief in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we'll close on that. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.